Well, former Congressman Dr. Paul is one of the very unique and rare voices of sanity in an American regime that has gone totally insane, and there is literally no other word for it. Anyone with a brain knows that the so-called chemical weapons attack was a total false flag. As the Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said yesterday at the UN, there have been no reports of any of chemical contamination in the soil of the area that has now been liberated by the Syrian Arab Army. There have been no requests for an antidote to such exposure to chlorine gas by any of the civilians, to any of the medical personnel there. The Syrian Red Crescent confirmed that any reports to the contrary are fake news. They're totally false. There's no evidence of any dead bodies or any infirm, nor of where such bodies may have been brought. They certainly haven't been evacuated from Douma with the other terrorists of the Saudi-funded Jaish al-Islam Takfiri death cult. So it's clear that it's a false flag, and anyone with a brain knows that. The important thing to focus on is what will the U.S. do as a response to their carefully coordinated false flag, and what can the righteous countries, including Syria and its two allies, do to prevent a kind of Hitler-style aggression against a sovereign nation. The clear answer is that, as Russia has said, it will retaliate if Russian personnel are in danger. The key is to make it clear that Russian personnel are everywhere in Syria. Russia must spread them out to all portions, particularly in western and southern Syria, where the U.S. might attack. That way, Russians will act as a kind of human shield for Syria, but it will also send the U.S. a clear message. Russia is an ally of Syria, and Russians are allowed to be anywhere in Syria that the government in Damascus wants. Like Iran, Russia works closely with Damascus in coordinating all defensive measures, and at this time, this would appear to be the most sensible way to fend off an attack. The United States, as Dr. Paul correctly states, is being run by a neocon faction that is identical to the kind of ideology which ran the Bush regime of the early 2000s. In fact, we've got some of the same people reappearing. The wicked John Bolton, who is back as Donald Trump's national security advisor. His face was plastered all over the photographs of the cabinet meeting from yesterday. He's salivating at the attempt of Donald Trump to create a further provocation and aggression against Syria. It's up to Syria's allies to say, no, this is the only thing that could prevent further hostility, which will not stop. If the U.S. succeeds in Syria, they'll move on. They'll attack Russia. They'll attack Iran. They'll attack Korea. One day they may even attack China. The U.S. simply, like any bully, like any aggressor, needs to be stopped in its tracks and sent back to its own country. This is the only way to stop this kind of aggression at this point. History proves that anything less will represent a failure for Syria and her allies.